This is God's Covenant Church, the church of God, established in Jesus' name. Thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. So glad to be here, another Sabbath day with the people of God. So happy that I have this opportunity to live for God, knowing what He requires because of the teaching of the Word of God. And I just want to say that I've been striving to please God, striving to give Him the life that He's calling for. I didn't know how to do this years and years ago because I didn't know what the Word of God was. But now I do. It's the commandments of God. And I was taught through our great pastor. And at this time, I present unto you our pastor of God's Covenant Church, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder Phillips. My elders, missionary, deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus another Sabbath day. Before we get into the thought, we're going to hear, obey the word. And the thought is, despised and rejected of men.
And why?
Why was he despised and rejected of men?
Choir?
Obey the word. Sanctified soldiers singing unto and for the Lord. We have announcements, Deacon Debbie.
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8255. 8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676. And furthermore, we would like to invite you to our pastor's appreciation service that will be this month, June the 15th at 7:30 p.m. We would love for you to come and join us as we honor this special man on his 18th appreciation. Thank you. Now our
pastor. Thank God for your speaking, Debbie. Thank God. Okay. Another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you.
Yes.
The thought is about being despised and rejected of men and why they felt that way about him. Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, "Keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people." So God is letting us know if you strive to keep God's commandments and you're being taught the statutes and judgments, you will understand God and you will understand the doctrine. Let's go to Matthew's 24 and 1.
Right.
Actually, let's go to Isaiah 53. Let's start there. 53 and 1. All of my life I've been hearing about how Jesus is love. Everybody loved Jesus and said, now, you want the love of God. That ain't love. Jesus is love, and he is. But it's a funny thing. I don't think Jesus felt the love from the people because he was despised and rejected. And he said, you're going to be hated of all men. Now, why would someone hate you? Someone is just full of love.
Right.
Evidently, his love wasn't natural. It was
spiritual.
The love of God. It was spiritual.
Beautiful.
When we show the love of God in wisdom, in understanding, knowledge, you're rejected.
Yes, that's right.
Because that is God, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And when you really see the knowledge and who God is and who the Lord is, he's not so likable with a carnal mind. Only with a desire for God and a spiritual mind, you learn to see the beauty.
Yes.
Isaiah 53 and 1, what does it say?
Who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed?
So everybody has a report about God, but God has only been revealed to a few. God have shown forth his arm. That means he letting us know his strength. Where the strength of God is, it's been revealed. What?
For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, mm-hmm. and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form, no nor comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire.
So that son that God is bringing forth out of a dry ground, that means he didn't come out of a saved spirit. He came out of a spirit that is not of God, which is the enemy. All of us were born into it.
Yes.
Dry ground.
Yes.
It's not the spirit of God he came here with.
All right.
But the spirit of God was made flesh like ours with the mind we have.
Beautiful.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
What?
He is despised and rejected of men.
What?
A man of sorrows.
So he was despised and rejected. And we saw it all throughout his ministry, how the scribes and Pharisees rejected him. Why? Because they thought they had knowledge. And they were acting upon the truths that they were built upon, traditions of men and commandments of men, and not by the word. They didn't like him. Read.
A man of sorrows and acquainted with grief.
He was acquainted with grief because every word he spoke, he had opposition. Grieved. They were grieved or he was grieved that they didn't have any understanding. He looked upon Jerusalem and wept because they didn't know anything. And it's the way it is today. 99% of the people don't know God, don't recognize God when he comes. And what they spout is what we've been built upon, traditions and commandments that were not of God all these years. And we don't recognize God. That's why he said he came to the lost sheep. Why? Because everybody's lost when you're born in this world. Yes. Everybody, whether you're a natural Jew or not, you're lost.
Yes.
And he come to find those that would be saved, who would accept truth.
All
right.
Yes. Beautiful.
Read.
And we hid as it were our faces from him.
What?
He was despised and we esteemed him not.
People don't realize how much he is despised. Now just think about it. We're supposed to be like him. So if you're viewing this broadcast, if you're saying, I don't like what you're saying, it's because you didn't like God and because they didn't like the Lord. Let's go to Matthew's 24 and 1. I want to kind of just set the stage here a little bit, set the tone, because the Lord was trying to explain something to his disciples. And they didn't have understanding. And in him giving understanding, he gave a great parable. And we need a little insight on it. 24 and 1 says what? Matthew's.
And Jesus went out and departed from the temple.
Mm-hmm.
And his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple.
Oh, look at this. Look at the buildings. Now remember, this is the carpenter. Look at the buildings of the temple. Because he left the temple and they wanted to come show more things about the buildings. What?
And Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another.
What?
That shall not be thrown down.
What the Lord was saying to them is, the truths and doctrines we were built upon, he was coming to tear all that down. And he was using a parable to give them spiritual understanding. Everything is coming down.
Yeah.
What's the next verse say?
And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be?
They want to know, when you going, because at one point they said, now you said you're going to tear this temple down in 3 days. He lied. So they tried to make that a case to kill him.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm.
Because he was never talking about the natural temple. He was talking about the temple of our bodies. And when he was talking about the building, he was talking about individuals. Because we're all built upon doctrines of men and traditions. I got to be at my mother's birthday. That's tradition. And if you don't, they say, you don't have love. You don't love your mother? You should say, you don't know love. And you don't know God. Because they don't. But when you do that, what happens? You become acquainted with grief because you're going to have some backlash. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Now, go to St. John 18 and 37. This is a thought that you need time to sink in because it's not taught what a natural mind is taught, but the spiritual mind. You get to believe what it's representing because the scripture represents everything. Everything is a parable. Everything is. You just got to figure out how it is and to benefit from it. Isn't that beautiful? St. John 18 and 37 says what?
Pilate therefore said unto him, art thou a king then?
What?
Jesus answered, thou sayest that I am a king.
Mm-hmm.
To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the
world. Now, wait a minute. He came into the world to bear witness to the truth.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he came for.
Yes.
He also came to die for the people.
Yes.
He came for many reasons, but the whole thing was about truth. Because truth has been so watered down, he came to build the church back up on the truth, which is the spirit and the knowledge and God's word.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice.
Everyone that's of the truth heareth my voice. What?
Pilate saith unto him, what is truth?
That's what the car minds. What's that? What's truth? Now, what I'm saying is, when we say, thy law is the truth, no. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth. See, they look at the natural body.
Yeah.
But he represents the spiritual.
Yes.
He's the truth. He said, thy word is truth. And he's the word, isn't he? But they don't see that. All they see is, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth. They don't see the spiritual, what he was trying to show them. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm. Yes, beautiful.
Read.
And when he had said this, he went out again unto the Jews.
What?
And saith unto them, I find in him no fault.
I don't find no fault in the man. Because he realized that his kingdom wasn't of this world. And he knew they were doing it for envy.
Yes.
So he said, receive your king, because it didn't bother him. Because he knew his kingdom wasn't going to threaten his. Once he knew they said, receive a king. Don't call him king. No, he's your king. Because he saw his righteousness. He didn't see no fault in it. He knew they were doing what they did for envy. Why they hate him? Because everything he brought was to tear down what they held as dear. That's what he would come to do. And when you do that, you become enemies. Let's go to, it's a lot here, Matthew 24 and 3. Let's go there.
Beautiful.
24 and 3. When you read Matthew, you think, and now, again, they didn't have understanding when you read this. It says 24 and 3, what does it say?
And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things
be? Now remember, you're going to tear the buildings down? One stone upon, when is it going to be? And what?
And what shall be the sign of thy coming?
What?
And of the end of the world?
So they said, well, he's coming back again. They thought he was literally going to come back again and the end of the world. What did he say?
And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you.
They had no understanding. He said, take heed no man deceive you. We'll get into that. But let's go to 1 John 3 and 7.
This is beautiful.
Because most of them say, you know Jesus is soon to come. No, not. And if you are not truly in God, just because you hear all this stuff about Israel, that natural, what's going to happen? So maybe it's going to be the end of the time. You think that. What's happening over there with Israel and with Trump and all that, it happens, been happening since the beginning of time. But the so-called Christians today think, yep, Armageddon is coming. Armageddon been since that devil got loose in the garden. It's been Armageddon. They just don't know that. Isn't that beautiful? Read 1 John 3 and 7.
Little children, let no man deceive you.
Now this is what the followers said. Don't let anybody deceive you. What?
He that doeth righteousness is righteous.
But wait a minute. The Lord is our righteousness. All of our righteousness is filthy rags. That's what they say. That's what we're built upon. Ain't nobody perfect. All of our righteousness is filthy rags. But what did the scripture say?
He that doeth righteousness is righteous.
Wait a minute. So the Lord is our righteousness. He might be your righteousness. But if you don't do righteousness, that means that's something you can do. You ain't righteous as he is righteous, but if you do it, you're just as righteous as he is righteous. You will say my righteousness, they were as filthy rags, but that's what people are built upon.
Right.
Can't nobody live perfect. That ain't what scripture say. He said, yes, you can. Be therefore perfect as your father. So he's tearing down all the stuff that they were teaching.
Yes.
Don't commit adultery. If you look on a woman lust, you've committed it. He changed everything to saying into what the actuality of it was here. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
Even as he is righteous.
Even as he is righteous. Read.
He that committed sin is of the devil. For the devil sinned from the beginning.
But they don't tell you that in these Christian churches. It's if you commit sin, it's been paid for. It ain't paid for until you repent. Yes. Then it's paid for. And if you're under the true teaching.
Yes.
I don't care if they repent all they want to, may mean it. But if they're not up under God's teaching, God don't hear them. But if they were truly sincere, God will hear them. They will be coming out of there. Some kind of way they're going to find the truth. There's a lot of people repenting in these churches.
Oh, yes.
You know what they're called? They're called Esau. All right. Esau repented.
Yes.
Just because repent don't mean that you're free.
Right.
You got to be in the right teaching.
Right.
Now, under this teaching, what do we have? We have an advocate with the Father. You don't have another teaching because they're under the wrong teaching.
Yes.
You're under something been built up by man. Saying, well, Jesus did all, you ain't got, that's not the teaching. That got to be torn down.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he told Elijah, right? Jeremiah, tear down, build up.
Yes.
Because you have to do that to get rid of junk for you can make way for knowledge
yes.
if you're seeking it.
Yes.
Read.
For the devil sinneth from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested.
Now, that's why we change our lives and become sons. So that we can what? What?
So that we might destroy the works of the devil.
That's what we become a son for. To destroy him. Now if you're a son trying to destroy, you're getting the knowledge from destroy, how to destroy that devil from your brothers and sisters.
Yes.
Your brothers in the scripture and your brothers and sisters here.
Yes.
Helpers one to another, right? Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
What?
Whosoever is born of God does not commit sin.
Wait a minute. Now see, this is the truth.
This is the truth.
That the disciples went along preaching. The rest of the people don't preach that. What does it say?
Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin.
No, well, wait a minute. Everybody, you can't help but sin. Yeah, until you're born again.
Right.
But once you're born again, you don't commit sin anymore.
Right.
If you've been born again, because it was it. If you say, well, you can, you make that scripture a lie.
Right.
So what happens? So what's the conclusion?
For
if they're sinning.
Well,
you say, Dean Curtis, they ain't born again. Because
right.
If you are, you don't commit sin. Right? Read.
For his seed remaineth in him,
mm-hmm.
and he cannot sin, because he is born of God.
What?
In this the children of God are manifested.
Now wait, this is the proof.
Yes.
They're manifested. What?
And the children of the devil.
What?
Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God.
Now wait a minute. Righteousness, he said, now the Lord is our righteousness. Because when you do righteousness, you become the Lord's.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord becomes yours. Isn't that right? You dwell in he and he dwells in us, right?
Yes.
But you got to do it. Righteousness is something to do. Deuteronomy 6, 24 and 25.
Right.
We go there all the time. But I don't mind going there again. I love going there.
Right,
anybody got a problem going to Deuteronomy 6, 24
no,
and 25?
No,
is the phone off ringing off the hook? Maybe somebody said, I got a problem with that.
Right,
if they got a problem, don't answer the phone.
All right,
that's right.
Okay. Then we don't know what they got a problem with. Oh, right. What read?
And the Lord commanded us to do all these statutes, to fear the Lord our God for our good always,
what?
That he might preserve us alive as it is at this day. And it shall be our righteousness.
It's going to be our
right.
Now remember, we're coming to God, and all of our righteousnesses is as filthy rags. But it's going to be our righteousness, what?
If we observe to do all these commandments.
But now wait a minute. But what we've been built upon, most Christians have been built upon this lie. The commandments were done away with because God knew we couldn't do them. That's the biggest lie.
That's right.
And there's 99% of the foundations and temples that say they're of God are built upon that lie. God come and tear that down.
All right.
Because that's wrong.
Yes.
Read.
If we observe to do all these commandments before the Lord our God, as he hath commanded us.
Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Let's go to Matthew 24 and 5. Let's read that. Yes, there's a whole lot. When you really read on down, you say, oh, this is the end of the world. This, all we're reading here is the end of somebody's world. But it ain't the world that we live in. It's somebody else. It's a man or a woman. This is all of these are metaphor. This is what they're going through here is the knowledge about God, the knowledge about God, and to deny yourself is the greatest tribulation you can go through because it's your spirit that's going through it. More so than anything, it's changing. It's being killed, mortified, and you're being born of a new spirit. That's the greatest tribulation period. And once there's a tribulation period, there's periods where you're going to have things happen, trials and tests. And if God don't shorten those things, nobody would be saved. But God knows what each and every one of us needs and have to go through. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
24 and 5.
For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ.
What does that mean? That I am Christ. They're just saying, I'm anointed.
Mm-hmm.
Many today, they think they're anointed. Oh, they're highly anointed. They might be, but is it anointed of God?
That's right.
Many are going to say, or they're saying, when they say, I am Christ, this is the doctrine. This is it. Apostolic. This is it. This is Christ. Baptist. At the potter's house, this is it. That's the truth. That's what it means. When one tell you, here is Christ, what?
And shall deceive many.
Now, let's go to 1 John 4 and 1. Let's go there. You cannot deceive the very elect. It's no way. Why? Because the elect have knowledge. And this is why they were so against the Lord, because everything he spoke, mm-hmm. it testified against the flesh. It was not. He said, your foes going to be of your own household.
Yes.
Nation against nation is not just talking about Russia against China. It's talking about your sister and brother against each other, natural and spiritual. That's what
yes.
it's talking about.
Beautiful.
We're the nation and kingdom that we represent. We want to represent the kingdom and the nation of God. That beautiful?
Yes.
1 John
mm-hmm.
4 and 1.
Beloved, Believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world.
So what is it talking about? You try the spirits, because it's talking about these leaders.
Yes.
How do you try the spirit? By their activity.
Yes.
That's how you try the spirit. Is it of God? And you know God's way. It tells you. Read.
Yes. Hereby know ye the spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is
so you
of God.
Now, if you know God's, it's like I say, here is a preacher. They go into the synagogue on a Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Jesus went on the Sabbath.
Right.
So no, because the Spirit of God wouldn't do that. That's why you can't say that anybody that had that knowledge before about Sunday and used it were of God. They weren't. They weren't of God until they got the knowledge.
Right.
If they were, everybody out here that's striving with all they know are just as saved as we are.
Right.
Paul shows you that's not the case.
Right.
He wasn't saving. He was doing more than most people that don't even have knowledge doing. He had a little, he had knowledge about the word, but he was doing all that he understood. And he said, that wasn't good enough. So we can't make room for grandmas and friends that act and look nice. They ain't like that. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, Pastor.
Hereby
know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God.
2:5, what does it say?
Five.
First John, 2:5.
Mm-hmm. It says, but whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected.
Wait a minute. You could perfect the love if you keep his word. What?
Hereby know we that we are in him.
What?
He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also so to walk even as he walked.
So as I say again, we've observed the way he walked, the things he did.
Yes.
So when you observe the preachers today, anybody that's striving and keeping God's commandments, first of all, you can measure that by the commandments. But if they're not keeping the commandments, how are you going to measure? They're not even in God.
Right.
Have they been born again? Yeah, but of what? Corruptible seed. But they don't know that.
Right.
You can't even apply anything unless you come up under the commandments. You can't even, you know what I mean?
Yes,
they have no knowledge. Anyway,
yes.
Let's go to,
right.
You read 6 verse? Right.
Yes.
Let's go there, 4:16. Luke.
Oh,
4:16. Because we want to walk as he walked. And that's what we do here at 425 at Coney Boulevard.
Right.
What does it say? 4:1.
4:1?
Luke. Mm-hmm. I mean, excuse me. 4:16. Yeah.
And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read.
Beautiful? Stood up to read.
Beautiful.
He didn't change that. That was his custom. Shouldn't that be our custom?
Yes.
And not
yes.
Say, well, no, I wanna change because I wanna recognize the day he rose, which is wrong.
Right.
But what about the Father? The Father said he hallowed the Sabbath, but you wanna pick another day. But more importantly, we're not even talking about living holy. You're not living holy if you're a Baptist or a Methodist, but you're gonna keep that one day holy, which you call Sunday. It's just totally opposite of what the Lord is talking about. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
No, but he kind of tear all that stuff down. That's why they hated him. That's why you probably don't like this broadcast, and that's probably why we only got 2 hits.
All right, please.
But that's fine. Noah didn't get any hits, but 7. And when they got hit, they stayed with him.
All right.
He went on. He hit Noah and he got right onto the new land,
yes.
The new world.
Yes.
Anybody come to this website, stay with it.
All right.
We'll take you on into the new world.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Yep. Yes, we will. Yes, we will.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Ephesians 5:2. We're going to walk as he walked.
All right.
And we hear about it all the time. So, ooh, Jesus is love. And they cannot spell that in a spiritual way.
Right.
They only can spell it in a carnal way. Ephesians 5:2, what does it say?
And walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us.
Now, wait a minute. How did he love us? He gave himself. Mm-hmm. That's what we're supposed to do, right?
Yes.
Walk in as he did. And hath given himself for us, what?
An offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor.
Isn't that beautiful? St. John 15 and 10. Mm-hmm. So we want to be just like the Lord. Mm-hmm. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, God. Yes, yes.
Sweet-smelling.
Mm-hmm.
That means you clean yourself up.
Yes,
I'm not talking about with Fuller's. This blood is stronger than Fuller's soap. Ever so clean, mm-hmm. Fuller's soap. This blood gets cleaner than that. It gets you white as snow.
Yes.
The blood, which is the word.
Mm-hmm.
Not beautiful?
Yes.
St. John 15 and 10. What does it say?
If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love.
Now, how plain is that? I like to read this again. Everybody's listening. If you what?
If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love.
Now the children get, if ye keep my commandments, mm-hmm. ye shall live.
Yes.
Which is living.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love. They said, well, Jesus said, just love. Well, will somebody quote the commandments he was talking about?
All right.
Let's see what they sound like. If you, he said, well, his commandments are love, but love is not plural. And yet it is, but the commandments is letting you know it's singular and plural.
Right.
What are those commandments?
Even as I have kept my Father's commandments
what?
And abide.
So his
in
commandments
his love.
Is the old commandment which you heard from the beginning.
Yes.
It's the word.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
That's pretty plain to me. Tough verse.
This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you.
Isn't that beautiful? Loving one another. What?
Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his
minute.
Friends.
So to be in the love of God, you got to lay down the old man.
Yes. Yes.
Because this love is about a new man. It's about the spiritual man.
Beautiful.
Isn't that beautiful? What?
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you.
Isn't that beautiful? Let's go to Romans 12 and 1. Now he commanded us to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Lay down your life.
All right.
For your friend. He said, well, now, if he ain't your friend, you ain't got to lay it down? You got to lay it down. Thank God for Elder Phillips. I know we're still, but we're going into the Bible. Elder Phillips said that somebody was extorting the people for money, saying, war got so-and-so standing. Elder Phillips said, I was standing. That was hilarious. But you know what? He's letting you know. He's being honest. When I was back in, this is in these Baptist churches and the so-called holiness churches, squeezing the people for an extra dollar. All that go, who all gonna get $50? Stand on your feet. And they said, who all ain't gave nothing? Stand on your feet. He held his ass, stood on my feet. But thank God for knowledge. People
yes.
are threatening you. Somebody yes. gonna squeeze your life out of you and all this kind of stuff. You gonna be a part of something like that? God is not like that. And I was thinking, I know it's simple, but again, how the Lord come to tear down all of these truths. Mm-hmm. But I was thinking, why would you want to be a part of a religion that talks about races? The Lord never did that. When the Lord you serve, he created them all.
Right.
He created every man, boy you see. So why would you talk about them? Why would you say the white, the black, the green, or whatever is the devil? Why would you say something like that when God is what made everybody? So the God you serve must not be the same God we serve because we don't talk about the Lord's creation because, you know what I mean? Or feel superior. Anyway, where are we reading now?
Romans 12 and 1.
Read.
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by mm-hmm. the mercies of God, mm-hmm. that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, mm-hmm. holy, acceptable.
You can visit us
God.
At any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. If you have any questions or concerns about this way or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676. And Furthermore, we would like to invite you to our Pastor's Appreciation Service that will be this month, June the 15th at 7:30 p.m. We would love for you to come and join us as we honor this special man on his 18th appreciation. Thank you.